G'day, it's Tom here with you from Rural Focus, and we're catching up now with Warren Williams from Workabout Australia. Good morning, Warren.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Yeah, great, mate. Going really, really well. Thank you. So, Warren, first conversation we're having with you on the show here, so thank you for coming on board, and would you be so kind as to let the listeners know what is Workabout Australia?
Absolutely. Thank you very much for having me. Workabout Australia has been operating now for 25 years, husband and wife run business. We basically operate as a club. We have two types of members. Our club members, who are mostly middle-aged Australians, out there living the dream, travelling around Australia, and either want to or need to earn a bit of money while they're on the road. And then we have our employer members, who have a seasonal or short-term need for staff, and we help put the two together.
That's amazing. So it's been going strong for 20, 25 years now?
That's absolutely right. We have employer members and club members in every state and territory in Australia. We cover all of the big seasons, obviously things like your top-end dry season, where there's just that sudden massive demand for whether it's hospitality staff or farming staff for your big farming seasons. There's always a season out there, and particularly in regional areas where employers are perhaps a little more starved for options when it comes to quality staff. It's great for us to be able to put travelling people in touch with those employers and provide a solution where they are.
Yeah, 100%. And that would be a massive thing in the last year or two with COVID and trying to find locals to fill some of those positions.
Exactly right. We love backpackers. They have their place in the Australian economy. We don't particularly appeal to them. It's mainly the middle-aged grey nomads that we deal with. But there certainly has been a massive shortage of workers right across regional Australia, and everyone's really struggled.
No, they have. It's quite serious, and it still is, Warren. There's still quite a few issues going on at the moment, particularly here in WA. We've seen quite a few.
Well, you've had your fair share of natural disasters over there in the last little while as well. But fortunately, some of the COVID border restrictions are eased now, which at least means our club members, our Australian nomadic workers, are able to get out on the road and start to get about again and start to fill some of these seasonal positions.
So before we get into how it all sort of ticks along and works there, Warren, you mentioned before that family-owned business, you and your wife run this, and worth noting that Barry Brebner started this Workabout Australia in 1996, and then you and your wife took it over and have owned it for quite some time now, and it's been ticking along. But what sort of got you into it? Where was the interest or the drive to get into this line of work?
Well, we can see a need for it. There's literally hundreds of thousands of seasonal jobs available right across Australia every year. And there's an untapped market of travelling Australians who are happy and willing and want to work. They're, as I said before, they're mostly middle-aged Australians. They have good work ethic. Many of them are skilled in a huge variety of fields. And they genuinely just want to pick up a little bit of work for a month or two at a time. To help fund the continuation of their travels. So we thought, well, there's this desperate need for this out in the desperate need for the staff out in the country, and these people out there travelling about willing to do the work, we really just need to come up with a way to put the two together.
Yeah, good on you. Good on you. That is a wonderful outcome. So how does the basic premise of that work then?
So our club members and employer members both have an annual subscription. So for the annual subscription, our employer members can advertise as many jobs as they want, as often as they want, as long as they want, because quite often they have a rolling need throughout the season, or the club members may just not be able to stay for the full season. So what we always say to our employer members is, as soon as you get somebody, the first discussion you have with them is, how long can they stay for? And if it takes 3 months and you've got a six-month season, you can put the ad straight back up now to get the next lot of people coming after them. So we find the annual subscription works best for the employer members. They can log into the website, put their jobs up anytime they like, and every Friday morning, all of the new jobs for that week are sent out to all of our club members in a weekly email bulletin.
Yeah, very good. And so if you are a traveller and you want to sign up, that's what you just do the same thing? You just go in there and
sign up? Exactly right. Exactly right. Jump on the website and sign up, and you'll start receiving the weekly email bulletin every Friday. The club members can log into the website and see the jobs that are available anytime. But, of course, they're all out travelling Australia living the dream, so the vast majority just wait to see that email hit their inbox at 10 a.m. New South Wales time on Friday morning, and contact the employers direct from there.
Yes, very straightforward, very simple. And thanks to you and your good wife making that possible for all those grey nomads travelling around and other people as well. You know, don't have to be grey nomads. I'm sure you get quite a few young ones travelling around doing the same thing.
Absolutely. More and more all the time.
Yeah, fantastic. So in closing then, Warren, what's the website address so that the listeners can go and have a bit further of a look for themselves?
Thanks, Tom. It's www.workaboutaustralia.com.au.
Too easy. Workaboutaustralia.com.au. Go and have a look at that, listeners, and we'll be catching up again with Warren to go a bit more in detail on some of this down the track. So, Warren, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.